In our digital world today, data breaches, they feel like they're everywhere, almost common.
We really do. It's constant.
And this recent security thing with Workday, it's a pretty stark reminder, isn't it, of how vulnerable things can be. Workday is a huge name in HR tech.
A global leader, yeah.
So today in this deep dive, we want to unpack what actually happened with that Workday breach. But more than just the headlines, we want to look at the bigger picture. What does this mean for HR technology security overall?
Right. The wider implications.
And crucially, what steps can you in your organization actually take? We want to give you some real context, some genuinely useful insights.
Good plan.
Okay, so let's set the scene. Workday, as we said, massive player in HR technology, critical systems for companies everywhere.
Exactly. And they announced this major security incident back on August 6th, 2024.
Okay, and what exactly was hit?
So what happened was the breach targeted a third-party customer relationship database. It's really important to stress that.
Oh, okay, so not their main HR system.
Correct. Not the core HR system itself. It
Yeah.
was a separate database, for managing customer contacts.
Got it. And what kind of information are we talking about? What got exposed?
Well, the data included contact info, so names, email addresses, and phone numbers.
Okay. Names, emails, phone numbers.
Yeah. And Workday did say there was no sign that the attackers got into the actual customer systems, the tenants, or the core HR data inside them. But, I mean, even so, this incident really does shine a light on the growing threats that all these cloud-based HR platforms are facing now.
And the scale here is just enormous. Workday serves what, over 11,000 companies?
Globally, yeah, supporting at least 70 million users around the world.
70 million. So even if it's a third-party database, not the core stuff, an incident like this,
Yeah.
the potential ripple effect is just massive.
Absolute massive. They didn't release the exact number of people affected,
Yeah.
but you're right. With that many users, even just compromising contact details,
Huh.
well, the potential for widespread impact is incredibly significant.
So, okay, let's talk about that impact. Names, emails, phone numbers were stolen. How can that, I mean, it sounds kind of basic, right? How can that information be used in a really harmful way? Some listeners might be thinking it's just contact info.
Right. And that's the fascinating part, how seemingly simple data becomes a weapon.
Yep.
Security experts point out this isn't about stealing your credit card directly from this list.
Okay.
It's the key ingredient for sophisticated social engineering attacks.
Ah, social engineering. Explain that a bit.
Well, it's where cybercriminals use data they already have about you, like your name, your work email, to trick you, or sometimes even threaten you.
To get what?
To get you to give up access to much more sensitive information,
Yeah.
or maybe access to critical company systems.
Okay. And how does having the name and email help?
It's all about credibility. Think about it. You get an email or maybe a phone call. The person already knows your name, your correct work email, maybe your direct phone number. That immediately lowers your guard, doesn't it? It makes their story, whatever it is, seem much more legitimate, more believable.
Ah, I see. So the Workday data, the names and emails and numbers, that gives these criminals the perfect foundation. They can craft these phishing emails or maybe even voice calls that sound incredibly convincing.
Exactly. Suddenly that scam email doesn't look like obvious spam. It feels personalized. It feels real.
Which makes it so much harder for someone like you listening to spot the fraud.
Much harder.
Yeah.
Your internal alarm bells might not go off.
Now, was this Workday thing just a one-off? Bad luck for them, or is it part of something bigger?
Well, when you connect the dots, it really looks like the Workday incident is part of a much broader campaign.
Really?
Yeah, targeting third-party database platforms.
Yeah.
And specifically, it seems, ones hosted on Salesforce infrastructure.
Salesforce infrastructure.
Interesting.
So, a common link.
It suggests hackers might have found a particular vulnerability or a method that works across different services using that infrastructure. It's not just random attacks.
Have there been other examples?
Oh, yes. In recent weeks, we've seen similar breaches reported by huge names: Google, Cisco, Qantas, even Pandora, all experiencing comparable security issues fitting a similar pattern.
Wow. Okay. So who's doing this? Do we know?
Security researchers seem to be pointing the finger at one group in particular for many of these attacks: shiny hunters.
Shiny hunters. Okay. Sounds flashy. What's their method? Are they like technical wizards breaking in encryption?
Not primarily, no. They're notorious for using sophisticated voice phishing techniques. Vishing, sometimes called.
Voice phishing.
Yeah. Their specialty isn't so much cracking code to break through firewalls, it's manipulating people, company employees.
How?
Using those social engineering tricks we talked about. They call people up, sound convincing, maybe use some of that stolen data, and trick them into granting access to cloud databases.
So they talk their way in?
Essentially, yes. Mm-hmm. It's less about brute forcing passwords and more about tricking people into handing over the keys. They really exploit that human element that's often the weakest link in the chain, unfortunately.
Right. Let's switch gears slightly and talk about Workday's response. There was one specific thing they did that caused a bit of a stir in the security world, right?
Indeed. Yeah, their blog post, the one notifying people about the data breach, It was set up with something called a Noindex tag.
Noindex? What does that mean in plain English?
It basically tells search engines like Google, don't list this page in your search results. So if you were worried and trying to search online for info about a Workday breach,
you wouldn't find their official announcement easily.
Exactly. It wouldn't just pop up in a standard search.
And that caused some debate.
Oh, definitely. It sparked a big discussion about corporate transparency. You know, what's the responsibility of a company when they have a breach? Is it enough to just put out a statement, or do you need to make sure affected people can actually find that information easily?
So the Noindex thing wasn't just a technical setting. It raises questions about how open companies are being.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It touches on that fundamental issue of trust and responsibility during a crisis.
This whole incident really makes you think, why HR technology platforms? What makes them such attractive targets for attackers?
Well, the main reason is pretty straightforward, unfortunately.
The data.
The sheer volume and sensitivity of the data they manage. Think about everything that's in an HR system. Employee names, addresses, social security numbers, bank details for payroll, maybe health information, performance reviews.
It's a gold mine.
It's an absolute treasure trove for cyber criminals. They can use it for identity theft, financial fraud, or even, like we discussed, to launch more targeted attacks later on.
And this specific breach, the Workday one.
It really highlights the risks that come with using third-party services for managing data. Companies rely on vendors like Workday, which is fine, but it doesn't mean the risk just disappears.
So your security responsibility doesn't stop at your own front door, digitally speaking.
Not at all. If you're using cloud-based HR solutions, your data security perimeter isn't just your own network anymore.
It includes your vendors.
It absolutely includes the security practices of your technology vendors and potentially their partners, too. It's an ecosystem.
That's a big mental shift for a lot of organizations, I imagine.
It has to be.
So, okay, brings us to the practical side. What does this mean for organizations listening right now? What can actually be done to, you know, build stronger defenses against these kinds of threats?
Right, the proactive steps. There are several really essential things. First off, employee training, but not just any training.
Not just clicking through slides.
Exactly. Comprehensive training on social engineering threats. It needs to be practical, maybe use scenarios, simulations.
Yeah.
Something that helps your team actually recognize and feel what it's like to be targeted. They need to become your first line of defense, a human firewall.
Makes sense. What else?
Second, multi-factor authentication. MFA.
Yeah.
That's where you need more than just a password like a code from your phone app or fingerprint.
That second check?
Yes. And honestly, it should be non-negotiable for any system holding sensitive data. People sometimes see MFA as just another hoop to jump through, but...
But it's powerful.
It's probably your single most potent weapon against social engineering. Even if someone tricks an employee into giving up a password, MFA can still stop the attacker cold. It's like a digital bodyguard.
Okay, good analogy. Training, MFA... Yeah. Anything else?
And third, given that your data is spread out, you need rigorous, regular security checks on all your third-party vendors before something happens.
Due diligence.
Absolutely. Evaluate their security practices, understand how they protect your data, and have clear data governance policies that cover these third-party relationships.
So knowing where your data is and who's responsible.
And having a plan. Robust incident response planning, maybe 24/7 monitoring, ongoing security advice. You need to be ready to react quickly and effectively if the worst happens.
Okay, let's zoom out one last time. Thinking about the whole industry, what are the bigger implications here? Is this Workday incident and the others like it signaling a shift?
I think it has to be seen as a major alarm bell, a wake-up call for the entire HR technology landscape.
Why specifically HR tech?
Because these platforms are becoming so incredibly central to how businesses run. Payroll, benefits, hiring, managing people. It's all migrating there.
So the stakes are higher.
Exactly. As these platforms become more critical, the potential damage from a security incident just grows and grows proportionally.
And the fact that we're seeing a pattern with shiny hunters and others targeting similar systems.
Right, that strongly suggests criminals have specifically identified HR tech as either particularly vulnerable or just incredibly valuable targets. Maybe both. This isn't random noise. It feels like a focused strategy.
So what's the takeaway for the industry?
It really demands industry-wide improvements. Better security standards across the board, much more rigorous checking of how third parties manage data. It's a call to action for vendors, for customers, for everyone involved.
So wrapping this up then, the key takeaway seems to be that in the super connected world, really understanding how your data moves, where it's stored, especially when third parties are involved.
That's just critical now.
It is paramount. So you have to think beyond your own four walls. It's about understanding the whole digital neighborhood, not just your own house.
Well put.
It leaves us with a final thought, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond just putting in the tech fixes, the MFA and the audits, how do organizations like yours listening, how do you truly build a culture of vigilance?
Right. One that gets the human element of security.
Especially when these really clever social engineering attacks are maybe the biggest threat vector.
Yeah. What does comprehensive security truly mean when your most valuable data isn't just on your servers, but spread across this whole ecosystem of vendors, each with their own security posture? That's the question to really wrestle with.